focus inside. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. It says, see ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Hallelujah. Ye walk not as fools, but as wise. It says, redeeming their time, because the days are evil. As I was speaking to you about the power, but I was speaking to you about the Spirit of God. Okay. It says, walk ye not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. I would say, a believer can be foolish when he or she doesn't redeem time, right? Like you buy back time. This distraction and you are taking a hold of time. Hallelujah. You are taking a hold of time. Right means a believer who does not focus is a foolish believer. Focus. When they say redeem time, your mind goes to focus. Order! So when they use the word redeeming the time, it shows that there is disorder. There is chaos. Things are not in the right place. Men are going after things that are not the right thing. And it says redeem the time. Wise believers redeem the time. Wise believers who buy up time. And you buy back something. Hallelujah. You buy it back. You buy it back. Glory to God. You redeem it back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will show samples, examples of distractions in the world. There are examples of distractions that we have around. So, remember those distractions will come as sometimes things that are legitimate. But just as what we saw during our teaching on the ministry of Jesus, we saw that what will be take priority first. What should take priority? The ministry of Christ. So therefore, just like what God did in place of chaos, God brings order. Right? And God wants you to have that order in your life. God wants to have that, to show that order in your life. That order in your life. The ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ must be the first, must take full preeminence over everything. Must take full preeminence. Look at what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. He says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Did you see that? This is a man who has put the gospel ahead. Hallelujah. He said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. If something else takes the first place in my life, he said, woe be me. If something will take the first place apart from the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Galatians 2, what we read earlier, Paul says, say the life that I now live, I live unto him who gave himself for me. So that means the life of the believer is the life of Christ. He should live for Christ. He should bear witness of Christ. Hallelujah. You see, Paul had boasting in Galatians. He says, let no man trouble me. He said, for I bear in me the scars, the marks of Christ. The mark there is not, when we say the mark of Christ is the Spirit of God in our hearts. Paul was referring to a physical mark. All the beating, brutal, do you have mark for Christ? He said, you that, if you see the persecution, you take the next street. He said, I haven't made the mark of Christ. You can't make such a boast if you've not been persecuted for Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 No, go to that point. Paul said we rejoice in tribulation. Amen. We rejoice in tribulation because you know what? Our life is for the gospel. Hope you're hearing me. I recall a conversation I had with my friend years back, as far back as 20, within 26 to 28. We're having one conversation one day, and I told him, I said, see, leave all these things you are saying, and say, we are not persecuted, we can't be persecuted, but because we'll pass the stage of persecution. I said, all those things is a lie. That's it. The days are coming that they will persecute you for the gospel. They will fight you for your stand in Christ. Men will say all manner of words against you. They will flog you. See, they may not flog you with physical cane, but flog you with words. But you know what? You'll be ready to receive it for Christ. Hallelujah. Men will chastise you. Men will say, look at him. But you know what? This life, you must leave it for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are hearing me. Hallelujah. Very vital in the world that we're in. Many times the distractions are distractions, like I said, are legitimate, and sometimes it's just normal social life. But they come in softly as distractions. Like you are here. We are praying. Distractions. You are checking if Arsenal won. Not a joke. Imagine you are playing WCC and you are writing glory, glory, Argentina. How can you be saying that you are playing? Distractions. Distractions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Distractions, they can be subtle, very subtle, especially in our world. Can those be that new friend you found, always wanting to come for gists? You're always gisting and gossiping, gisting and gisting. How far, how this, how far, and then you lose sight of the virtue. You lose sight of it. You lose sight of it. So your eyes are going to be open. In 2023, you're going to discern. And you're going to cut yourself away from those things that will not make you focus on God's tax in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're going to focus and get those things away. Hope you're hearing me. Your eyes is going to be on the ball. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We read a few things earlier on that we would have to go over again. Glory to God. Let me get them back for us to see. The Bible means to look. Glory, seven. Take us back. Look at Matthew 10 before we get to Luke 14. Matthew 10:33. You must learn to set order. Hallelujah. He said, but whosoever shall deny me before men, he said, I will also deny before my Father which is in heaven. He said, think not, I am come to send peace on the earth. He said, Jesus is not come for peace. You think he's in the bushy? They are not going to set me on earth. I said, but the sword. For I'm called to set man at variance against his father, and daughters against their mother, and the daughter-in-law against his mother-in-law. He said, hey, no wonder mother-in-law and daughter-in-law are always fighting. Look at yourself. Nonsense. Amen. No, that's not what Jesus is saying. He said, the man's foe shall be those of his own household. He said, he that loveth father or mother. That was what he meant. You see that? He that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Did you see that? Did you see that? He that loveth father or mother more than me. So what he's talking about there is not a set variance that is will cause confusion. No. It's actually love. Love there is preference. Did you see that? Preference. You know, in marriage, you are permitted to tell a woman, I love you more than anything in this world. But in your consecration, you can't see it. Amen. That means you are permitted to tell yourself in relationships, yeah, you are the love of my life. You are the, I love you to my bones. This man is permitted on birthdays. 2 days from now, with Pastor Joy's birthday, you can be permitted to see all those ones. But you know what? But you know what? No, seriously, you are permitted to say this one. So you buy it. Look at your heart of hearts. He is really the love of your life. It's the gospel. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. There was one time like that. I was in a funny relationship before I got married years back, long. So I asked the ladies a question. I said, between me and the Lord, who do you love more? And the lady, being very smart, that said, I love you more. I looked at her. I said, and I said, no. That the reason, very smart. And I said, the reason for that is because I know we'll do ministry together. Hey, I said, this one, it gets me well. Amen. See, it's permitted. Glory to God. Don't you deceive yourself. Don't deceive, it's perfect. You understand that when you're about to propose, you kneel down on 2 feet, on 1 foot, even sit on your head. And you say everything, you sing Lord's song, it's permitted for that thing. But you know what the Lord is looking at you and saying? He said, be done on time, focus. Focus! What is the focus? The focus is on the work of ministry. After the candle on the floor and the love diagram, Lord is saying, focus back. Amen. The work is to be done. But the moment must be captured. Amen. Look at what you mean. It must be captured. So, we allow that 1 minute for focus. The work is to be done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's get back. So, love father or mother more than me, he said, is not worthy of me. He said, he that love daughter or son more than me is not worthy of me. But he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. Hallelujah. And so he that finds his life will lose it. And he that loses life for my sake shall find it. Remember, he's not saying you should hate people, but it actually sets priorities. Right? Sets priorities. The same thing you find in Luke 10, I mean Luke 14. You set your priorities. Hallelujah. Set your priorities. Your priority as a believer for life is not money. Money is good. You think money is not good, dash me the one in your pocket. I'll show you how good money is. Hallelujah, money is good. But you know what? You cannot place money over the work. Hope you're hearing me. You cannot place money over the work. Cannot place Job over the work. Job is good. You think Job is not good? Lose your job and let the bill of life visit you. You pay rent, you build this, you do that. You know that job is good. But you know what? Have your job. Don't make your job have you. Sometimes you want to change one degree, want to change one professional course, want to change one certificate. It's good to change those things and be the best you can be in the natural. What do I hear me? In your field, be the best you can be professionally. Hallelujah. But not at the detriment of God's call in your life. What do I hear me? I want you to be the best that you can be in your field, in your academy. You're done with your degree, go for your master's. At least I'm done with my master's. Go for your doctorate, go for your PhD. Be the best you can be in your field. Hallelujah. Be the best you can be there, but not at the detriment of ministry. There are some exams I want to write that I can't write because I wouldn't have the time to read. But though I'm still trying to work up my schedules, it's not like I'll be able to write them for the sake of ministry. It shouldn't be ahead of me. That my excuse is work. It shouldn't be ahead of you. That your excuse why you're not doing God's will is work. And Shego shared with us about a young guy who, before he got a job, he was always in church. He was clean church. He was always in church. Devoted! He will be there before anybody. He now got a job. You can no longer see him. He now became one big guy in the office. Bah! So why are you not in church? Ah, I have a meeting. I have this meeting, I have that meeting, I have that meeting, I have that meeting. Oh, there's this meeting I have to go to on Sunday. I have to do this. You are now leaving behind your responsibility. So Pastor, don't worry, I will send my giving. I will give. Don't worry, nobody should pay for GPL. I will sponsor everything. All the rights and everything, I will do it. You are now sending your money. Sponsor. And you are not there. You're not going out for discipleship. You're not going out for evangelism. You're not praying. Your prayer is no Lord. You're not speaking in tongues. Your tongue is not manta, ki, baka, baba. Lord, you know me, I know you. That man becomes your tongue. And all of a sudden, then I started seeing him in church. This brother was now steady in church. All of a sudden, now I said, sir, any problem? He said, no. Have you lost your job? He said, no. What happened now? I say nothing. Then I'm coming to church. So what happened? They now investigated and discovered that the brother had a terminal sickness. He now remembered God. So when I wasn't coming to church, now you now have time to go and see doctor. I'm going for my appointment. But I thought you were always busy. I thought you were always having meetings. Where are those meetings? You have meetings now, but that meeting will not stop you from seeing the doctor, right? That means all along you had time. But the problem you had was that you never placed priority on God's word, on God's task. Now you are now sick, you have time to go and see the doctor. Oh, they don't grant you compassionate leave, have you? You are all along not serious. You are not a serious believer to be emulated. Hallelujah. See, for every excuse you give for not doing the work of ministry, there are men, thousands of men, who are in your shoes, having the same problem like you, having the same issues like you, and yes, they are serving God. Yes, they are finding time for God. Say, sir, my job, I'm not a banker, I'm not in marketing department, always I'm in the field. You're not the first marketer to be a Christian. You're not the first marketer that is doing evangelism. You're not the first banker. Amen. So I'm a medical doctor now. Time. You're not the first medical doctor. I can mention medical doctors who are fervent in ministry, who are even pastors, who are going out for outreaches and evangelism. Medical doctors. Some of them are consultants. You are not even consult already having excuse. When you now become a consultant, we'll be seeing you once in 5 years in church. You're not even a consultant, you're not even consulting nothing. You're just bedroom doctor that they come to see. Say it's housemanship, or you just started doing housing, or housemanship, or builders, or which one? You just started. You're just starting, no? and be wearing cross up and down the hospital. And you are no longer having time. Your problem is your stethoscope you are carrying in your neck. It is entering your brain. When you now become consultant, what will you be doing? We will no longer be seeing you. We will now be praying to God to see you in church. Hallelujah. Some people, they just started, they just got admission. Admission! People have graduated. You don't even know that you're going to come up with third class. You just got admission. It has entered your head. Big boy, baggy, saggy. No longer work on ministry. You don't go to school, you're not a big boy. I'm chilling with the class. In university, there's not even a private university. Sir, what about ministry in school, sir? We are just waiting on the Lord. Wait, kill you there. What are you doing with your time? Sir, you know in school, always having lecture in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, the night. Don't worry now, results will show. Amen. You don't have time for local ministry. But you have time for bonfire. You have time for all those night outs. You go for night outs. You will go. You go for a departmental picnic. They will see you. You will go to waterfall. You will go to stonefall. You will go for everything. But time for evangelism. Sir, I was busy. Don't worry. Oh yes, course. Remember, there are other people in your class having the same exams like you, but they are found in the master's job. Your problem is you've not set your priorities right. You've not. Some people think when they leave Lagos and get to their school or get out of Lagos, I'm free. Oh, no. It's a video church. I'm free like the bed. Your life. You're joking with fire. You know, sometimes Pharoah says something, some people are going for Saint Community Light. Some people are going for Saint Pavilion Light. You know, there is no light version. You know, here it's 12 hours. You go to where you pray 5 minutes. Where they say, you know, you don't need to come to pray. We have prayer departments. You just submit your prayer request, they will pray your prayer. You say, this is what you are not seeing. This is the word. Like a friend of mine that went out of the country. And then he said, how you pray? He said, now, we no longer pray for things again. And what do you now do? I will just sit down and just pray for rapture. Ha, God. So we just thank the Lord and pray for rapture. See your life. We just pray for rapture. It's not only rapture. It's rupture. Amen. Just pray for rapture and believers that are going through trouble. They are past trouble. You know what I hear from this piece of news? You say your problem is light version. Amen. The people are running away from this kind of training. When it's coming to Christmas, everybody will go and wear a gown. Where are you coming for? I'm coming for Carol. When you're singing Carol. What is that song you're singing Carol? If you're singing, you're singing, if I was in SPC now, we'll be doing 12 hours. Is that life? You are going for the easy way out. Amen. In Christianity, there's no shortcut. If you don't have the training of the Spirit, you don't have it. You can't buy it. There are no shortcuts. I used to say this to my friend Jeremiah of blessed memory. When he was still alive in Nigeria, I used to tell him. I said, Jeremiah, there is no shortcut in Christianity. Because whenever you feel you are taking a shortcut, you must come back and repeat it. There is no shortcut. There is something that is called the training of the Spirit. That is what you've been receiving since yesterday. If you don't have it, but then you don't have it. Amen. You say, let's pray 12 hours. All your stomach have gone inside. Your eyes are took inside. You know, you just start, let's go, we are praying in Jesus. So once you just give you prayer point, say, I have come. 12 hours. That is training. Training! If you don't have it, you don't have it. You can't buy it in the market. You cannot substitute it. They don't sell it in the best market. You cannot buy it. Don't be hearing me. You cannot buy it. It's a training of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And what does it help you do? It helps you focus on that which is which is vital in God's heart. Prayer. The Word. Set your mind on the ministry of the Word. Set your mind on God's task in the earth. Look at what God is working out through us in 2023. It can only happen with the training of this Word. Hallelujah. If you don't have it, you can never have it. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, we are going to set our priorities right and focus on the right. You're not going to focus on the wrong thing in 2023. You're going to be conscious of the things to focus your attention on. I have three of them here for 2023. You're going to be focused on the right things. Focus on the right things. Paul will say, woe be me if I preach not the gospel. Hallelujah. Focus on the right thing. Remember I told you, you can quench the spirit fire. And quenching the spirit fire is not you doing nothing. It's you doing something else that is not the right thing. Amen. Amen. You know, you can be legitimate doing some things and you got promotion in the office. You don't be quoting scripture. Promotion coming not from the east, not from the west, or from the Lord. This promotion you knew came from your enemy. Is the promotion coming not from the east? Is it not human resource that promoted you? Is the promotion coming not from the east? Legit. But you know what? There will be something you will have in your heart at the end of it all. It's called regret. When you see the men and the women whom you set out with, fervent in the work of ministry, you can only have but regret. Because you will be scared to go back. And Jesus said, he that set his hand on the plow. So that means a man, a believer, can set out and yet become unfit. Set out and yet become unfit. Unfit. When you look back, when you let your hand off the plow, when you leave your hand off work of ministry. In the work of ministry, we don't have breaks. We don't take breaks. We don't go on vacation. Amen? We don't go on vacation. There's no vacation. Pray in season and out of. Right? We pray without season. You preach in season and out of season. So there is no vacation. Don't say December 31st. We want to take a vacation. Let me visit Paris. At least 52 weeks of preaching. You just started. You are going to Paris. No. Hallelujah. There's no time for vacation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what is the order? The order is God's task in the earth first. God's task in the earth first. Let every other thing follow that suit. Let every other decision you are going to take follow that format. Let every other decision. Some of us are just leaving school. Some of us are still in school, about to leave school. Some of us are out of school, looking for a job. See, the first thing that determines the kind of job you will pick. The first thing that determines the kind of school you will pick. The first thing that determines where you're going to end up after school should be ministry. So when I'm done from school, I just want to go and work in CBN. It's not only CBN you work. And you just CBN. What about? Don't worry, ministry will come after. Haha, you are joking with your life. Hallelujah. where you are, where ministry should determine the kind of job you will take. Ministry will determine the kind of school you will go to. So are you trying to say that if my dream is to go to private university, but because of ministry taking me to Akwa Ibom, I should just go to Akwa Ibom State University? Oh yes, because ministry determines your life. Forget your name. Determines your life, determines everything. Because you know what? After you have acquired everything that there is to acquire in the earth, and you don't serve the Lord, you will still have that void in your heart. Knowing that the Lord has called you. And even if you then pick it up then to start it, it can't be like you started it when you are called to start. You still have it. Hallelujah. So when is the time to do ministry now? Now, not tomorrow, now. When is the time, bro? Now. What about if I wait till next year? No. I have a friend who told me he's waiting on God for ministry. This is 10 years after. He's still waiting. I think called him some few weeks back. That far. He said, I'm still waiting. I'm in the cooking stage. You've been in cooking stage for 10 years. When will you start? I know that brother will need a miracle to come back. It's not a joke. He will need a miracle. He will need my consistent prayer, which I've not stopped praying for him. He's waiting for... within here. Amen. But my prayer is not that he learns from his mistake. My prayer is that he answers that call immediately. Hallelujah. You cannot say your service for the work of God is yesterday. You cannot say it's last year. You cannot even say it's last 5 minutes. The service for God should be continuous. It must be continuous. When you're serving for God, I'm doing it. The next time, when you need it, I'm doing it. Are you in it? I'm in it, though. Ha! I can't leave it. My life. See, if you've not gotten to that point, not when you are among brethren, no, they are praying, if you've not gotten to that point, you must always have that moment of your life, you alone, say, Lord, is this work or I die? I say, Lord, I'm ready to do this work. I do it constantly. I think over my work again. I think about it. Think over it and say, Lord, you know I can't do it without you. Lord, you know I can't. Because I didn't call myself to it. I didn't. You also call myself. Maybe I would have called myself as a footballer. But I didn't call myself. God, you called me. God, you called me. I can't do it. Alone. Amen? Consecration. Your consecration is personal. As lovely as you have believers, friends, you cannot do it with believers. You can't do it with friends. You can't do it with your pastor. You have to do it alone. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, I'm going to serve you for the rest of my days. Not telling you to tell me here, to say it here. It's a personal one. So, for the rest of my life, it's going to be near you in this work. I'm not going to leave. I'm not going to quit. No quitting my hands out. No quitting, no dropping in the toil. I'm not quitting. No matter what comes. I'm not quitting. I rest on your grace. Never rest on your enablement for me. Amen. Sometimes at the point of my concentration, I sing sometimes what you call some awkward song. Is this pastor that is singing it? Yes, sir. Because it's not by my power, bro. It's not by my power. Amen. It's not by my power. Glory to God. So what about sometimes when you don't feel like it? Yes, that is the time you need to be in it. You don't always need to feel like it all the time. Amen. So what I said is ministry is the order first. It determines every other thing in your life. That's the order first. Your friend doesn't. Your ambition. So you get see when ministry is in the other's ministry, you discover that it's no longer about your ambition, it's about his tax. It's no longer your will, it's about his will. Hallelujah. So his will will now bet other wills in your life. There's some things you no longer chase again. So it's no longer chase. Who am I chasing? Which competition am I doing? Hallelujah. Which competition am I doing? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, remember my prayer we used to pray. Say, Lord, we used to pray very funny like this. He said, Lord, if it is my job that will make me to miss heaven, it's funny. But it shows our sincerity then. So job, where is your job? Lord, baby, let me not have the best job. Let me just have the one that will make me serve you. As funny as that prayer sounds, it's devotion. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, the job that will give me time to serve you, that's the job I want to go for. No matter the cost. So most times your mind goes away from the cost, goes away from the money. And your heart is forced on where? What will not take my eyes off the ball? That's the most important. God will not ask you, which kind of job were you doing? If you like, do pom-pom, do any job. God's not going to ask you that. God is going to ask you what you did for the time afforded you in service to him. What did you do with the time? How did you use it? You remember my boss, that my boss that is dark. I used to wear shoulder pad. He doesn't know this nonsense. Hallelujah. So the order is ministry. Ministry will determine every other thing. So the next phase of your life, for those of us who are already leaving school, where is ministry? Don't start telling me my father said, let me slap your ear out. My father said, not your father said. Hey Lord, that is you say, Lord, my father said. Is that what you say? My mother said, we just read something now. We have to place ministry first. So we are living a phase of our lives. And the question I'm asking you, what determines the next phase of your life? So we are leaving this, we are leaving school. We start looking for jobs, start trading our CVs. What determines the next place you're going to throw in your CV? You know that ministry is dropping you in Lagos. You are throwing your CV to Port Harcourt. Are you not demonically possessed? Yes, now. You want to test God. Start with anger and say, Lord, should I go? So that God will answer, don't go, my son. I don't understand. You don't ask the Lord, should I play lotto or should I get lottery? You went to do the lottery. You don't pass. You don't got the visa to go to Canada. You don't ask before you play the Lord, should I go? You don't ask your pastor. Now you've got his visa. You have international power. Have visa. Now say, sir, sir, I got visa to Canada. And that's it. And he said, okay. Say, sir, should I go? I don't understand. Who do you want to rob? No, tell me, who do you want to rob? Your pastor. Your pastor did not say, don't go. Right. When you wanted to go and play, you did not ask pastor. You went to play. Satan now pushed you, you now pass. You know they will not hold your visa now. Satan now wants to be distracted. You go to you December like this, you'll be counting snow. You go like, ah, this is snow. You're like watching it in Tom and Jerry. Ah, it is real. Somebody now wrote on Facebook some days like, I'm living my best life on top of snow. I said, ah, vanity upon vanity, all is vanity. Snow. Highest, highest, you want to see snow, open your deep freezer. You see snow. Slow is your best life. Ah! God, may I never pride in foolishness. I saw it, I put my hand on my head. That was on Christmas Day. I said, may I never pride in foolishness. That is foolishness. You are priding in foolishness. You are living my best life. is enough living in your head. And this person, we did baptism, water baptism together in a Protestant church. I'm living my best life on snow. Floor! Ah! May I never pride in foolishness. What are you hearing it? Are you priding in something like that? Child of God. Child of God. Priding, living your best life. It's a shawarma. 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 Someone else say, sir, I love what Pastor Shegu says. Someone else say, sir, what is akara? Tell me what is shawarma. So what is moi moi? What is shawarma? Shawarma is a, that is what moi moi is, don't worry. Amen. I'm not saying it's the same thing, you're missing. The way you use to explain shawarma, that strength, use it to where I say moi moi. Just very simple. Moi moi is moi moi. Shawarma is shawarma. Chicken now, how can it quiet? Are you? Why should disturb my head? But you cannot be prideful over foolishness. Now that I'm living my best life here in Kapnoon. Living my best life. I visited Kapnoon today. I took a picture with Messi's statue. God! You need prayers. You will have to fast for him. You say, ah, I visited Stamford Bridge today. I'm living my best life. Stamford what? We only celebrate it when we are talking just to Yav. Who told you we are dying to go there? They should die to come to Nigeria. They should die and come for GPLR. You don't know? That is the one I know. Train of the sea, I cannot play ball like that. Come, the one I know will stand 12 hours. We will pray. Amen? We will pray. That one I know. Amen. Be like David. I'm not used to this thing. I'm not used to this thing. Where you are, I'm not used to this thing. Sir, I want to make you enjoy your stay. I'm taking you to the zoo. I'm not used to this thing. What are you used to? Let's go and pray. That's what you should be used to. Hallelujah. Let's go and pray. Let's do evangelism. That is the life of the believer. So whatever thing that will make me want to live this life, eh? Bro, take it away. The Lord uproot them. The Lord is uprooting you to your uprooting it. Amen. What are you hearing me? I'm living my best life now. I'm living for Jesus. That is my best life.
Yes, sir.
What are you hearing me? I love what Pastor Dixon used to say. We are the real people happening.
Yes,
sir. Why are the real people happening? You don't know, we are the real people happening. We are the king's key. We are the kings. We are the ones happening. What are you hearing me? Even though they're not happening, I'm living my best life now. And my best life is not watching FA Cup. What nonsense? My best life is preaching the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Doing the work of ministry. That is my best life. That is the life I'm called to live. Hallelujah. What will I be if I don't live this life for Christ? You should say that to yourself. Woe be me if I don't live for Christ. If I don't live for the gospel. Hallelujah. 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 So watch those foolish things people say. Change. Change it. Change it. Change it. Change it. This next phase, 2023. Let what determines every decision be the work of ministry. You need to determine where you're going to do your next, where you're going to get your next job. Well, that means, if ministry, for example, is in Jos, I should be throwing my CVs around Jos because I know God's tax on me is in Jos. So if Lagos is the happening place, who told you can't make Jos happening? Who told you that? So keep short. Hallelujah. And live for Christ. Who don't you start a business in Jos? And need to prosper. And you do the work of ministry there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, change the focus. The focus is first ministry. Ministry will tell you the kind of friends you accept in your space. So you're going to watch it too with friends. What do you mean? Amen? You're going to watch it also with friends. We're going to watch it with friends. acquaintances. You know, what with your friends. Ministry will determine who your friend should be. Who should be your friend? A man that says to you, let's go and pray. Let's fast the Lord together. Let's do evangelism together is your newfound friend. The friend that I tell you, let's go and watch Arsenal together. It's not a good friend. Look at me. Let's go and watch Arsenal together. Let's go and watch Telemundo together. It's not a good friend. A friend is, bro, let's go and pray together. Remember I told us something during Believers Convention. How is this thing coming up? I told us something during Believers Convention. I said, we will begin to have Holy Ghost meetings amongst ourselves, right? Right? Take it that very strong. So a friend is that person who you see. You guys have Holy Ghost meetings. He has a word for you. He encourages you in the work of ministry. He encourages you in the task of ministry. He encourages you. He is a friend that puts ministry to your face. That is a good friend. A friend that puts ministry to your face is a good friend. But a friend that always asks you gist lover is not your friend. He's not a good kind of friend. So those kind of people take them far from you. And you put people that are close, people who that talk about ministry, the work of ministry, and talk about how the whole nation is rich, let's go after evangelism. Those will become your new kind of friends. Okay, hearing me. Mind, another one. Mind your taste board. Mind your what? Mind your taste board. So, let me tell you something. The things, mind what you taste and hunger for. Hunger for God's word, hunger for prayer. Well, don't start saying, what you need the most is not the best clothes. Even if buying good clothes is good. But if what you need the most is not buying the best clothes, you have to learn to invest in your life. Open your ears to me. See, there was a time that all the church clothes I have, when you talk, when you hear church clothes, you understand what I mean by church clothes. All the clothes I have that I can wear to do evangelism church clothes and do, there were no more than three. There were no more than three. Sometimes, our shoe is like the shoe of W, no W shoe. One side is in Jos, the other one is facing Saudi Arabia. You know what that means? Amen. Buy another shoe now. They will think you are very stupid, but it's not that. A time will come, shoe will not be our problem. Amen. So what I'm trying to tell you is that those unnecessary things shouldn't trouble your head. Some people carry their head and they are thinking of those unnecessary things. That will be the least in your mind. Amen. Look at the way I'm dressed. I'm not looking for anybody. If he asks you, you think I'm wearing chinos. It's not chinos. You think it's chinos I'm wearing, as well. It's not chinos. Amen. It's native material. Amen. It's a joke. Somebody saw the slippers and said, sir, these slippers, I've known these slippers for the WCC. I said, yes. Anytime the WCC, I'll go and bring out the slippers. The slippers knows the way in Ajebo. Very well. Amen. He knows the way in Ajebo more than some people here. He tell these slippers, go to Ajebo, he will take you to go there. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes we major on necessary things. The one you have, wash it and wear it. Wash it, let it dry. And wear it. Amen. Is it a joke? You know the joke. Let it dry very well. Put on your body spray. Wear your perfume very well. And you will be fine. We will be fine. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. We will be fine. Amen. Is that? It's only one suit I have. I wish to acquire in my wardrobe. We used to say this day, when it says one. So I need to have like 82 suits. One suit per week. So that before you wear the other suit, they will say, ah, this guy is on money. That was unnecessary talk. Amen. When our eyes began to get deep into ministry, we discovered those things were irrelevant. We just had one suit, and that one suit you would think is a new suit. We will wash it and iron it. Don't have to iron meat, garba, He will teach you how to have your statue to stand. Amen. I'm serious. You look good. Amen. Why am I saying this? You need to look good, and at the same time, don't allow dressing. Amen. Take the priority. Some people are talking about dressing, and they forget that they have a task to do. You go online, you're checking, his key. Child, this guy knows a key person. You are checking out their clothes. Unnecessary. You know, that is the spirit of this age. You want to jump into a trend. You see a trend in church, as some of you, and there's an opportunity to give in church. You either use the money and go and buy the jogger, and you did not pay for GPL. People are eating, you are eating. Are you not judged? You come, people that didn't, that paid, and we are wearing bathroom slippers are praying. You did not pay, you wear the best clothes, you did not pay. Because you want to look like a rich kid. Mind what you want to be like. Sometime like that, I was having a conversation with young children that I was teaching. I was shocked. And I told everybody should write in their paper, fold it, and write what they want to become in future. Not even one out of 50-something children wrote they want to be like uncle. One say I want to be Lady Gaga. I see here. Somebody else teaching you, Lady Gaga. Gaga! All day I want to be like Sean. I said, look at this student. All day I want to be like Jay-Z. Little children, no? All day I want to be like Beyonce. I said, that was it. I just do that. Some of them will say, I want to be like uncle. The spirit of this world. Gaga! One was running down me, Gaga! Did he die? That is the spirit of this world. Some people ask them, who are your role models? They are role models, you will be shocked. You will be shocked. You will be shocked. Say, my role model is portable. Is it portable, please? Amen. It's not a joke. What I'm telling you now, I'm not joking now. It's very serious. So you have to watch out the spirit of this world. Learn how you deal with trends, trending things. One thing you should know a believer for is that a believer is not quick to flow with trend. A believer is not quick to follow trend. You know, there's always this constraint for trend. Amen. Trend! Before you know it, pa, you are there. At the same time, the weather is going to be TikTok. Before you even remember there is a talk, you are already in TikTok. Amen. But I don't even try. I think I don't know what is Kele. You are not doing Buga. Clay! So have you heard of the new app? Where did you come on yesterday night? You are there. Clay! This is the new style. Bone Street to Moses Street. You are there. Clay! A believer is cautious when it comes to trend. Okay, you hear me? Cautious! Because that is not the focus. A believer who you see jump into trend is a believer who is not focused. It's not focused at all. Hallelujah. I know sometimes when we come and join me, Pastor, doesn't you don't know this? I say, I don't know. You say, Pastor, you don't know what is trending. Say, trending. I don't even know. Seriously, I don't. The day I heard of Buga, someone said, "Are you in this world?" I said, "I don't know it." He said, "Come on, don't." He was in school. He said, "No. Are you joking?" I said, "I don't know it." He said, "Are you in this world?" I said, "I don't know it." He said, "It's called Buga. You do like this." I said, "Okay." Amen. Seriously. How can I know it? Do I have time? Some people, your DSTV subscription is MTV based. You know the top 10 charts. Continue, clap for yourself. They tell you to teach your pastor's message. One, you don't know it. I say, Lord, sir, I'm not prepared. I'm not prepared. Hallelujah. So a believer minds how he or she deals with trend. Trend. Mind it. Choose the right kind of friend. Friend that tells you, let's pray together. Let's know the Lord together. Let's evangelize together. Choose the right kind of friend. Let ministry determine what? Your place of job. Your next phase in life. Your next phase in life. We need to determine the kind of business you are going to do. Business and next phase in life. Let ministry, let the work of ministry determine. Hope you're hearing me. Amen? Amen? When a believer begins to tell you, I want to travel. Most times, all of them that are traveling, they have prepared everything. According to Prophet Shagan, that is true. I found that out. But none of them ever talk about where they are going to worship, where they are going, the church they are going to serve in. They don't remember that. It shows you God never sent them there. Everybody just, you know, the trend now is Japa. 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 That's the trend. Japa. So they asked me one day, when you two go Japa, I say, I know the Japa go there. I say, you like suffering. No? I say, Japa to where? Japa. You know, it's not everywhere. Japa, Japa. You know that? How about when you Japa? No, don't say that. Hallelujah. Even some believers would have been using style to dream of UK. Like one of my friends, he said the Lord is sending him to the north. North. And the north is America. God bless you. He said the Lord is sending him to the north. Friend of mine. I said, see, bro. Do ministry here. He said, no, God is sending him to the north. I'm going there to change the constitution of the United States. I say, Constitution that sees you your own country. Your country. Because you say, I'm going there. You know the same thing me there. I say, how will you do? He said, don't worry. We'll raise the biggest church and then we'll change the constitution of the United States. I say, okay. Kinehagin did not change it too. He said, don't worry. The greater than Kinehagin is there, okay? No problem. He went there after 1 year. I said, how far ministry? How many are you? He said, man of God. Ministry in the United States is not like we do ministry in Nigeria. I say, we are already changing your tone. Mm-hmm. I just want to change it. They say, sir, actually. What is actually? You were not prepared. You were not prepared. God didn't send you there. You just carried away. You want to leave Nigeria. Following trend. Following useless trend. Useless. Ninja. It's Ninja to the rest of the world. Yes. For the gospel.
Yes, sir.
Take it or take it. To the rest of the world with the gospel. Where did Japa go anywhere? We did here. Amen. We did here. Ha ha. 30, 40, 50 years. We did here. Anyone take me out of this country to preach and come back. Not going there to go and stay. Stay where? How? How? Will they give me beans and bread? Come back! Will they give me a house? Come back here. Amen. Will they give me... think about it now. Japa, Japa. How are you Japa into? Some people will now go there and now be dictating for you that is it. Nonsense. So three things I said, the Spirit of God will have us to watch in 2023. It is our year. It's our year. For the abundance of rain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This year. Men and women are going to flood our ministry. Flood our work. But you know what? We are going to bring them in. How are we going to bring them in? We are going to be very active. We're going to put the numbers in front of us. Hallelujah. Tonight as we pray. We're going to put the numbers in front of us. We're going to pray with the numbers. Hallelujah. We are going for the numbers. We are going for the numbers. Don't be afraid of the numbers. Numbers does not kill. We'll go for the numbers. Hallelujah. Numbers know the key. Somebody look at if you don't have numbers, that is when you are teaching sound doctrine. Sound doctrine, sound doctrine, sound doctrine, sound doctrine. We are just 10. We like it. That is sound doctrine. So when you see plenty people, it's not sound doctrine. Come on! We're praying for the numbers. This year at the church, we are hitting thousands. It's not a joke. We are hitting thousands of disciples. And everybody is in for the tax. Thousands. Numbers. I'm not afraid of the numbers. I'm not afraid of the numbers. I go for the numbers. See, it's not by your size. Stop looking at me. Don't look at me. I'm not. I don't. Can I be? You can. It's not by your size. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You talk like David. David is not by size. He saw big Goliath. He said, I will destroy you. He said, I will give your head. Not just your head. Hallelujah. Not just your head. I will give the carcasses, your carcass, the carcasses of the armies of the Philistines to the best of the air. That you know that there's a God in Israel. How old was he? And he dared say it. Dared say it. He dared trust the Lord. Hallelujah. You're going to Lord. Hallelujah. 2023, you're going to dare trust the Lord for the numbers. And you're going to set out like David. You set out on evangelism. Hallelujah. I trust God for the numbers. I trust God for the numbers. I'm not going to be afraid of anything. You're going to say, I'm not going to be afraid of anything. Anything. I'm not going to be afraid. Size, never. If size is why you can't talk to somebody, then means you will never pray. Size, never. What the person is wearing, never. If what the person is wearing is intimidating you, then you have an issue with your esteem. Size, never. What the person is wearing, never. Why? Greater is he that is in me. Hallelujah. I have what you don't have. I have the Holy Ghost in me. What are you wearing me? No size, not numbers. No, I mean, no size. Not what the person is wearing. Hallelujah. There you go. I can't talk to them. There are many. There are many means I can win all of them. That's why you'll be thinking. There are many sitting around them. I can win all of them. Hallelujah. I can win all of them. So as you're getting to it, I say, Lord, I take them all. All of them are for the gospel. All of them. I catch them all. Hallelujah. Numbers. We are in for the numbers. Hallelujah. When Peter stood up to preach, he saw numbers. He saw numbers. You know, 3,000 got saved. That means there were more than 3,000 there. 3,000 got saved. So they said, numbers. Numbers, 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 numbers. John, you know what? Let some people go first before we talk. No. Peter stood up. Hallelujah. Boldness. He stood up. I said, men and brethren, let this be known to you. And hearken to our saints. That these are not joking as they suppose, but this is that which is spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that. And he started talking about their experience. And 3,000 got saved. 3,000 got saved. Hallelujah. 3,000 got saved. The numbers. So I go for the numbers. I go for the numbers. You know, you can just come to a park, maybe car park. When you come to a garage, and then you talk to all of them. They're going for the numbers. Hallelujah. You talk to all of them. And many of them will drop their cigarettes. Not that you are preaching, drop their cigarettes. No, you are preaching God's word. And they are offering their cigarettes. They are throwing it down. Hallelujah. In surrender to the Lord. You enter the bus. You will talk. Hallelujah. You are in the bus. And you are preaching. This year 2023. You are going to just take a journey. You cannot decide to go from here to Yanopadia. Not that you are going to do anything at Yanopadia. Just because you want to preach. You have that burden too. So you take a bus from PWD. You take a bus from Oshodi, going to Yamapaja. And as the bus is going, you are preaching. Just to preach. Preach God's word. Preach the gospel. Get men saved. Get men saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get men saved. Hallelujah. Now they don't get men saved. They look for any Bible believing church. Your own uncle is what? Quran believing church. Get men saved and bring them to church. Amen. 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 We are going to be deliberate about things. We're going to be very deliberate. So our focus in 2023. You're going to focus on men. You're going to focus on what? Men. Men! Our focus is on men. Men. And on the men, you focus on training men. This month, this year. Say, I'm going to train men. Too much of, I'm being discipled. This year, 2023, you will raise and train men. Say, I will train men. Say, I will train men. In their numbers. Is it a sin if you have disciples? Or the swear you see me get disciples? Say, I will have disciples. Say, I, call your name, I will have disciples. For 4 years, 5 years, you've been born again, no disciple. People are praying for disciples, you are catwalking. You don't have disciples. Shame! Don't have disciples. This year, you will have disciples. Amen. You will have disciples. You will be trained. So the focus will be, I will train men. Say, I will train men.
I will train men.
Yeah. You become a trainer. You become a trainer. You begin to follow people up. Follow them up to make them to train other men. Power for you. Because they are born for 4 years. It's not supposed to work out. You see the soft breast. If you have stayed in a church for up to 3 months and you don't have disciples, you have become a burden. You have become a burden. You will be carrying you every day. They are bringing you to church. When will you start bringing people to church? 3 years. 1 year. They are not asking. Why is it that the women are not in church? She went to Ibadan. You don't leave Ibadan. If you are having people you are discipling, you will not think of leaving them. How can you leave them? That's responsibility. Amen? Amen? You have responsibility. The first thing you have to say is, what will happen to a disciple for the 2 weeks you've been away? So we will just travel. 1 month, we are not seeing them. What about they traveled? What about their disciples? It's because they are irresponsible. Irresponsible believers live their life anyhow. But when you are responsible, you have men you are training. You know, the men you are training, if you leave them, Satan will embrace them. Something like that. If you leave them, I will see them. I will see them grow. Amen. So you are committed to men. See, don't get involved in ministry and don't want to be around men. I don't like being around people. Something has gotten you. It's not God. Because if you embrace the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will be around men training them. You'll be around men training them. Amen? Amen? So you'll be around them. Men! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you like men. You embrace men. You will love them because you are fulfilling the Father's will through them. Amen. 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 So you stay around men. So you have to train men. So our focus will be to train men. Hallelujah. To train men. So our focus is one man. Train them and raise them. Train them and raise them. and then you will multiply them. You will multiply them, that is, you will grow them. That means you might set out with 10 and grow them to 200. You will grow them. You will grow them. You will grow them. Say, I will grow them.
I will grow them.
So you will be committed to growing them. You will be focused on men. Right? Number two things you will be focused on. Number two things. No men, I think you train men, raise them and multiply them. Right?
Yes.
Number two things you will be focused on. You will be focused on yourself. Be focused on yourself. Mind yourself. Paul will say to Timothy, take heed to thyself. You see that? Take heed to thyself. So that means you will mind yourself. Take heed to thyself. To thy doctrine. So you mind what you hear. Mind what you hear. Take heed to thyself. Mind what you hear. Guard your heart well. Mind what you hear about God's word. Mind what you hear about God's man. Mind what you hear about your pastor. Mind what you hear about this. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't allow your heart to be a jumping ground for every news. Mind, guard your heart. Okay, what do you mean? You guard your heart. That's number two. And thirdly and the last. Amen. You are going to be focused on growing your local church. It's the same thing with men, but I have to pick that aside. Focus on yourself. Also, focus on yourself, but I missed out something. Focus on yourself. You also focus on the spiritual. Focus on the spiritual. Walking in the spirit all the time. Walking in love. Walking in the spirit all the time. Walking in honor. Walking in loyalty. Focus on yourself. Be careful of disloyal men. When you smell disloyalty amongst people, withdraw yourself from men who are disloyal. Okay. Withdraw yourself. I say it again. Withdraw yourself from men who are disloyal and who walk in dishonor. I'm going to teach us that. Wearing the badge of loyalty and honor. See, any man you see that is walking his honor in dishonor and disloyal and disloyalty, withdraw yourself from them. Amen. Because you know why? Dishonor and disloyalty will bet dishonor and disloyalty. What are you hearing me? It will bet it. It will bet it. Dishonor cannot bet honor. Disloyalty cannot bet loyalty. It will give bet to themselves. What are you hearing me? Never walk in dishonor. Never be disloyal. And mind men who are disloyal. Mind men who are dishonor. Who dishonor? Who walk in dishonor? Hope you are hearing me. I say it well. Maybe somebody you like, but just withdraw yourself. Take heed to thyself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Paul will say to the church, to the pastors in Ephesus in Acts 20, say, take heed to thyself and to thy flocks, which the Holy Ghost has made thee overseers. So you take heed to yourself. Brother, watch yourself. As you watch the flock, watch yourself. Watch your prayer life. Watch it when you begin to pray from 10, from 1 hour, you are now reducing to 45 minutes. Watch it. Watch it when you are now dropping from 3 hours. You are now praying 2 hours. Say, I'll pray 1 hour later. Ah! Oti backsliding. Backsliding, I said, did not just start. Backsliding happens like that. You are dropping your prayer life. Backsliding is setting in. A little living, living like the whole lump. Before you know it, you are now watching a snabble and man you ball. And you are, from 3 hours, you are now praying 2 hours. You are now allowing the other 1 hour, 90 minutes, go for a snap match. God is watching you. Amen. Amen. You know, walking in the spirit is watching Chelsea. But yet, even Chelsea. I'm not going to go and watch Chelsea, but I reduce your hours. You are backsliding. Amen. Amen. Just like watching Messi. You are backsliding. But the guy tried, you know. Amen. But that means he's not the best. That doesn't still make him the best.
The best thing remains still another.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay. So we said take it to yourself, take it to the flock, and lastly, I said take it to your local church. I want to tell you why I speak about your local church. See, when you read in scriptures that the Lord added to them, and the Lord added to the gathering, it's not that God stood from heaven and was not throwing members to their church. Just say, I'm 10 members to enter. Just appear. Where did you come from? The Lord sent us here. That's the church next week. The Lord said, we'll add to us. The Lord said, we'll add to us. The Lord said, start to move the rest. Where did you come from? As we're just walking, the Lord just said, locate St. Pavilion Church. Locate St. Pavilion. So he just threw us, and we appeared. We didn't know how we got here, but we just found ourselves in Edu Street. As we're trying to look away in Edu Street, we disappeared again and found ourselves in Penal School upstairs. And the Lord brought us here. That was not what happened. The Lord added to their church implied the members of the church grew the church. The disciples grew the church. Amen. In Acts of Apostles chapter 6 from verse 6, when they laid hands on the seven deacons, the Bible says in verse 7, and the word of God grew. You see that? So what was the effect of the laying on of hands? The word grew. Philip went to Samaria and the whole city got saved. Did you see that? Amen? So how did God add to the church? Men added men to their church. Because it is man working with God, collaborating with God in his ministry, it will be said God added to their church. Did you see that? But who did the adding? Who did the work? It's God through men. Did you see that? God through men. So that means I'm going to be active in growing my church. I'm going to be active in growing my church by evangelism. See, in 1823, beyond the times of evangelism that will be done by your local church, personally, in the 1823, you will live a life of evangelism. Prayer, evangelism. You'll be rugged and dogged with it. The way you wear, some of us wear when we got saved, you'll be rugged and dogged with it. Nobody will have to say, I read on evangelism. Because you know why? You have a target to must meet every day. Hallelujah. Every week in, week out, must meet it. Hallelujah. So you're going to grow your church. How you grow your local assembly? How God will add to your local assembly? How God will add to Math local branch? Add to Dotemu, add to Castle. Add to Akumba is when you add to it. It will be said God added to it. Add to last week. How would you grow it? It's when you grow it. And how would you grow it? You will grow yourself. Amen? Amen? Like this brother now is in Castle, right? Right? You should be thinking of having a cell. Amen? Having a cell from January. He will grow his cell. He said will be added to the church. If you are following me. Amen? What are you hearing? Because you must have men you must have trained over the world. For him to be around for GPL, it means he was around last year, right? There is capacity already being built in him. He'll be able to handle men. Have a cell. I told us during our pre-GPL, I told us that the cell system is the way we want to grow church right from day one. That was the reason for cell system. It was not to show glamour. Amen. Where we have that arm of church where people belong to a cell fellowship. Through the cell fellowship, we are able to interact with a leader, right? The gospel or message that are preached in church, we now simplify to them, and from there we'll grow church. Our mindset for starting a cell, years back when we started cell system, was to see that the cell, each cell can grow up to becoming a church. So we now had, remember, there was a time Sammy was a cell leader. His cell got to 20, and when he got to 20, we had to split, right? Split the cell. That's why the cell system was 20. You saw what that did to church, right? That period. Did you remember that?
I can show you the pictures. When we were using Sky Power, the whole Sky Power would be filled up. That was a result of sales. They imagine we now have sales system well organized. Taught the word of God. Not the one that they will gather and some job will be laying here. We will not teach, we'll be laying here. Amen. So they lay hands, lay hands, lay hands, lay hands, lay hands. I got it. After that, I have the way inside of me. Yeah? But look at the effect. We saw those. We saw it as a gleam. Did you see that? Amen? For those of us who will be online, that you know, next year, I should post that. Sometimes I look at that picture, I see numbers, I see the numbers. We just grew that period. That is what the sales system is supposed to do to the church. Amen. Sales system is supposed to give that to the church. Grow it. Grow it. That is the vision. Hallelujah. So we're going to have multiple sales systems. Multiple. For leaders alone. Anyone who is not a leader cannot attend. Hallelujah. Cannot be a sales leader. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I expect after DPL out tonight, by tomorrow, someone like Simi is handling a sale. She has been here for consistently DPL out for a while now. She should start up a sale. Hope you're following me. Amen. Because that's the way we're going. Glory to God. No idle hand. This is why some people can give you excuse because they are not busy. They are only waiting for Wednesday, for Thursday and Sunday to come to church. They are not busy. They are not busy. They are not busy at all. Hear me? They are not busy. Just come to church that day. But when you know you are busy, you know it's a whole lot of work. Hallelujah. Somebody like Sister Ada should have a cell. Salome should have a cell. Timmy cell. Hallelujah. Glory! Grow that cell massively. Within 1 month. Serious evangelism by every cell leader. 1 month. Serious evangelism. Next month, increase it by 2. Next month again, increase it. We have that mindset. We say we are going to outpack all our venues. Let the report I'm hearing be, sir, why you are looking for a new venue? We will start taxing ourselves. We will raise the money for new venues. When there is a number, we will give the money to raise it. Amen. You can't say, this person is... When you have the numbers, you can decide to change. Prison is not accommodating us again. Amen. Amen. But they will guide you with their facilities. They are guiding you with their facilities because they know you don't. You need it. Well, when they need you, when they are two different things. They need you. Ah! This guy has the number. This guy has the numbers. Glory to God. Having your meeting and people are on the road and they were having overflow. Say, sir, then you start thinking of two services, three services. You know, there are two services. It's the same way that are 10 service, 10 second service. That's what we are talking about. You are still doing your first service. Everybody in first service, kindly leave now, please. There is no space for second service people. You know, it's just two different things. Don't worry, you will get the messages when it is out. Kindly leave. Thank you. The Lord bless you. Go out. Go out. Yes, now. Everyone that you see the first service, see second service, see third service, see fourth service, ask yourself question. Amen. Amen. That's not the essence of two services. Two services is not to preach two messages. Two services is because there is no space. I want to utilize the space. Amen. Amen. Hope you are hearing me. Hope you are hearing me. So we are outpacking our venues. So you are going to see to the fact that your church grows. Your sales system. Your sales system. Grow. It will grow. It will grow. It will grow. In the name of Jesus. It will grow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you are hearing me. It will grow. So you're going to focus on your church, the growth of your local church. And if you focus on the growth of your local church, you will not leave out praying for your local church. You have to pray for your local church. In fact, we are going to be praying for our local church every day. See, because whatever you focus on, it will grow. So everybody, every day, the local church will be part of your prayer. You know, when you pray for something every day, your mind will be there. Your mind will be there. So you are praying every day. Every day. The yes in the tree. We'll pray every day. Every day. But that if another cell leader, another member is not going, you say, bro, how far? Why are you not going? You are the one dragging us back. You don't know. Say, bro, how far? Let's pray. Let's give ourselves what? Yes, now let's charge ourselves. Because we must do this task. Amen. 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 Can pause that.